Super Bowl week in San Francisco in the Bay Area. With all eyes on San Francisco, I am confident that we will deliver a fun and safe week for our residents and visitors. We have nearly 300 events happening across our city. The Pro Bowl at Moscone Center on Tuesday, concerts at Bill Graham Auditorium, community activations like NFL Play 60, and so much more. San Francisco is at the center of the action, and I could not be more excited. This week, and every week, however, my first priority is public safety. The safety of our residents and our visitors comes first. All of our city teams have been preparing for this week for months. The public safety leaders next to me and their departments are working in close coordination with one another and our regional partners. I am confident that we will provide a safe, welcoming experience for everyone coming to San Francisco. Throughout the week, there will be an increase in local law enforcement on our streets. So I want to be clear. SFPD and our local law enforcement are focused on protecting public safety, including the right to peaceful expression. We will continue to uphold San Francisco's long-standing policies that keep local law enforcement focused on keeping our city safe, not on federal immigration enforcement. If you see SFPD on the street, they are there to keep you safe. If you see sheriff's deputies on the street, they are there to keep you safe. San Francisco is strongest when we stand together and we look out for one another. And that's exactly what we're going to do here during Super Bowl week. We're going to have each other's backs and keep our city safe. San Francisco is ready and we are coordinated. All available SFPD officers are now on duty and will remain so throughout the week. Our officers will be visible throughout the city for Super Bowl-related events and for regular patrol. The San Francisco Sheriff's Office will provide additional deployments throughout the week to supplement SFPD. Our firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics are ready to respond at any time. Our neighborhood street outreach teams are working with people struggling on the streets to connect them with services and get them indoors, like they do every day. Transit corridors will be supported with agencies like the BART Police Department fully activated. I also want to thank our partners at the California Highway Patrol. They have their officers deployed to support local law enforcement. We are coordinating with the federal government on counterterrorism and law enforcement efforts. But to reiterate, SFPD will not assist with immigration enforcement. Our job is to keep everyone safe, and that is exactly what our law enforcement is going to do. Like all major global events, we know that the Super Bowl can attract criminal activity like human trafficking. That is why SFPD and our law enforcement partners are conducting operations to identify and stop human trafficking. Those efforts are already underway, with SFPD officers making multiple arrests this past week. Those who come to San Francisco to exploit or harm others will be identified, arrested, and held accountable. I want to thank our district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, and her office for leading this important work through our human trafficking task force. When it comes to public safety, we all have a role to play. If you see something, say something. Call 911 for emergencies and 311 for non-emergencies. You can also sign up for text message alerts at alertsf.org or by texting your zip code to 888-777. Now, this week is about coming together. Residents, visitors, city workers, and public safety professionals to show everyone out there what we all already know. When we are at our best, San Francisco is the greatest city in the world. We are ready to show off our restaurants, our small businesses, our parks, and everybody has seen this in the past and they're going to see it again. We know how to pull off big events and we know how to rise to the occasion. This team next to me is ready to deliver. Let's have a great Super Bowl week, and let's go San Francisco. And now I'd like to call up our Chief of Police, Derek Liu.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, and all our public safety partners joining us today from around San Francisco and the Bay Area. Super Bowl week is officially upon us, and the SFPD is excited for this opportunity to once again showcase San Francisco on the global stage. Over the weekend, we began welcoming visitors into the Bay Area at San Francisco International Airport, including participants in the Pro Bowl and other events. The SFPD and our public safety partners have been preparing for months for this week. We've been training and preparing so that we can ensure all our visitors have fun and remain safe. We have a lot of experience hosting major events, including Super Bowl 50 10 years ago. We believe this event will be even better. Time and time again, these major events are fun and safe because of the hard work of our SFPD officers, as well as our partnership with our city public safety agencies. I can say with the highest confidence that we're ready. We have officers deployed at Yerba Buena Gardens, at the Super Bowl experience in Moscone Center, at major concerts at our large venues, and at other smaller gatherings at local bars and businesses. This is a great time for San Francisco, and the SFPD will ensure that everyone is safe across every corner of the city. Every available officer will be working this week. We have canceled all time off for this all-hands deployment, with officers working on a mobilized schedule throughout the week. While we will devote significant resources to all these events, we have additionally ensured that all 10 district stations and neighborhoods are staffed to respond to any other 911 calls that are not related to the Super Bowl. Our public safety resources will not be impacted. We're also closely coordinating with our state and federal partners who are bringing significant public safety resources into San Francisco, specifically to ensure safety at Super Bowl events. We have local and regional command centers to monitor activity in real time so we can respond to any potential issues efficiently and effectively. We also know that people take advantage of major events like the Super Bowl for human trafficking. Our Special Victims Unit is conducting operations to combat human trafficking along with our Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force, which includes members of the DA's office. This morning, we released a public service announcement on our social media accounts with the mayor, DA, and sheriff, asking the public to recognize the signs of human trafficking and to report it. Our request is if you see someone being controlled, threatened, or unable to speak for themselves, don't look the other way. Call the 24/7 San Francisco Bay Area Human Trafficking Hotline at 415-907-9911. We will also have officers detailed to enforce against counterfeit tickets and merchandise. However, the best option for the public is to protect yourselves. If you see a deal that you think is too good to be true, it probably is. Please only purchase tickets and merchandise from authorized retailers so you don't fall victim to scam. We have additional requests from the public. We ask for your patience. There will be street closures and traffic will be impacted. Please visit the SFMTA's website for transit updates so you can navigate around the city efficiently. Take public transportation or walk when possible, since driving may be challenging in some areas. Also, stay vigilant. With any major events, there is the potential for someone to cause harm. If you see something, say something. We will check it out and ensure there are no threats to the public. Once again, we are extremely excited about hosting this event. It's a time for our city to shine and demonstrate that the SFPD's finest make up the greatest police department in the world. Thank you again to Mayor Lurie and all our public safety partners. We're ready. I'll turn it over to Fire Chief Crispin.
Super Bowl 60 week is here. Our priority is the safety and well-being of everyone, residents, visitors, and first responders alike. We're collaborating closely with city partners, including SFPD, the Sheriff's Office, the Department of Emergency Management, and federal agencies to ensure a coordinated public safety operation. I'd like to thank Deputy Chief Erica Brown for her 18 months of preparation and attention to detail in making sure the San Francisco Fire Department is ready. I'd also like to thank Fire Marshal Chad Law and his team in fire prevention for ensuring all event venues are safe for workers and visitors. We reinforce staffing plans across all fire stations. Our crews are on standby to respond rapidly to any fire or medical emergency, especially in high traffic venues, hotels, and pedestrian corridors. In partnership with the city's Emergency Operations Center, we're monitoring real-time conditions and surges in 911 calls to dynamically allocate resources. Sign up for Alert SF. You'll receive timely alerts on transit disruptions, weather, or safety instructions in event zones. If you're staying in hotels or motels, know your escape routes. In case of fire, shut off HVAC systems, block drafts under the door with wet towels, call 911 and signal from your window. At fan venues, stay hydrated. Wear weather-appropriate clothing and familiarize yourself with exits and first aid locations. For emergencies, contact event staff or dial 911. We recommend using public transit or rideshare services. Expect street closures around Civic Center, Moscone, Ferry Building, and concert venues from now through February 9th. SFMTA is running reroutes, extra muni services scheduled. Our EMS units are pre-positioned along transit corridors and key gathering areas. San Francisco is well prepared. We have the people, plans, and partnerships in place to support a safe, seamless Super Bowl environment. Thank you to Mayor Lurie for your unwavering commitment to public safety. Also, thank you to Chief Liu, Sheriff Miyamoto, and Director Carroll for the valuable collaboration prior to and during these events. Enjoy the excitement of Super Bowl, but celebrate responsibly and stay aware of your surroundings. We're ready and united in keeping everyone safe. Thank you. Now I would like to bring up District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am honored to stand in front of you not only with our mayor, but with all of our public safety family to ensure that we have a fun and safe Super Bowl experience this week. My office, as always, stands ready to receive any case that we need to immediately thereafter file should anyone decide to engage in crime in San Francisco. But I do want to highlight two particular crime areas that we are focused on this week. First is driving under the influence. If you are going to be partaking in all of the great and amazing festivities that we have in our city, do not drink and drive. Please take advantage of all of the rideshare opportunities and public transit that our city has to offer, as we will be vigilant, both SFPD as well as the California Highway Patrol, in arresting anyone who is driving under the influence. And my office will do what it takes to hold those offenders accountable, certainly during a time where we know that pedestrian traffic will be at its highest in our city. The other is human trafficking. As you heard, the San Francisco Human Trafficking Task Force is a multi-agency collaboration dedicated to combating human trafficking that is now led by my office in conjunction with many of the agencies that you see here today. That task force brings together local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, prosecutors, and victim service providers to investigate and prosecute human trafficking, disrupt exploitative networks, and ensure that survivors receive comprehensive support. Please take advantage of calling the human trafficking hotline if you are a victim of human trafficking or if you see or suspect that someone else is the victim of human trafficking. That hotline is 415-643-6233, and I can assure you that law enforcement and victim service providers will respond immediately. Thank you. I am now turning it over to Sheriff Paul Miyamoto.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. The safety of residents and all visitors will be the main focus for all of us here in public safety and all the entities represented up here. This task will be coordinated by the Regional Joint Powers Authority, combining federal, state, and local agencies to accomplish our mission. For the Sheriff's Office, this week starts a full deployment. All hands are on deck, as the Chief said, and our deputies will be out across downtown and major event corridors, visible, engaged, and focused on keeping the energy fun and the environment safe. This is about showing up early, staying present, and making sure people feel comfortable coming out to enjoy what San Francisco has to offer and what we do best, bringing people together. So come celebrate, take part, and enjoy the moment. We'll be here in the background doing our job. And as the district attorney mentioned, the last ride that you want to take as a ride share is from us to the county jail. So please stay safe out there. And at this time, I'd like to hand it over to SF Rec and Park Chief Ranger Dave Murphy.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here to tell you that the fun part of this whole event is the Rec and Parks. All the events in the parks will be activated. All the parks will be activated from Embarcadero to the Legion of Honor, from the Palace of Fine Arts to Nob Hill. I will tell you that the park rangers will have more staff on than ever before. We will be out there. And to reiterate what the sheriff said, feel free to come up to the rangers. The rangers are not only the ambassadors to the parks, but we're also ambassadors to the city as a whole. We expect a very exciting time and a safe time. So if you come to the parks, be sure to say hello to the rangers that will be out there at all the activations across the city. I'll introduce the director of the Department of Emergency Management, Mary Ellen Carroll. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Super Bowl, everyone. I'm the director for the Department of Emergency Management. While everyone from fans, residents, and visitors are enjoying the many events in the city this week, our team at the Emergency Management will be working behind the scenes with many of our colleagues here and partners from around the region to ensure that services are coordinated and, bottom line, everyone stays safe. We'll be fully staffed and providing services across public safety, our critical infrastructure, monitoring public safety, as some of my colleagues have talked about here, adjusting resources, and very importantly, getting information out to the public. So one of the things that you can do to get information, as several people have said here, is please sign up for Alert SF. We want to make sure that any issues that happen in the city are identified quickly, that we coordinate those resources, and that while all of these activities are going on around Super Bowl, city services are continuing to go uninterrupted. So the other thing, just to reiterate the message that you've heard already, please use 911 for true emergencies, life safety. And if you need information or minor things, you can use 311. We expect our 911 dispatchers who are ready to take your call to be very busy, especially as we reach the weekend. So we appreciate the a proper use of that number. We are excited and ready to join everyone, to invite everyone. But I do want to also just mention that we did have a quintessential San Francisco experience this morning. We had a small earthquake centered in the East Bay and San Ramon. And so I just want to say that this is a very rare event. But for any visitors who may not be used to earthquakes, if you do experience one, do not freak out. Do not run. What we want people to do is drop, cover, and hold on until the shaking stops, and then wait for more information. So hopefully this morning was just a single event, but it is important to mention that. And for all of the San Franciscans, it's always a reminder to be prepared. So with that, I will turn it over to our mayor for any questions. Thank you.
I also just want to thank you, David Chu, our city attorney, for being here. Carla Short of DPW and Mary Ellen Carroll, thank you for your leadership on all of this. And Julie, thank you for being here from MTA. And our chief of police from BART, thank you, sir, for being here with us today as well. Happy to take a few questions.
Federal officials around the city and in the surrounding area.
Yeah. Well, first, I'll reiterate that everyone up here is here to keep our immigrant community safe and our residents and our visitors safe. And if they see local law enforcement, they are here to keep them safe, as always. We are being told by many different people at the federal, state, and NFL levels that there is no increase in the number of federal or state officials in town than last year's Super Bowl or even 10 years ago Super Bowl. We have counterterrorism concerns that we need support from state and federal, and that's why they're here. We have heard nothing that suggests there will be any more authorities in place than any other Super Bowl year.
But it's obviously a very different federal government right now, and we see an increase in immigration enforcement across the country.
Yeah, I appreciate the concern. I'm just going to say, if they see local law enforcement, they should know that they should feel free to call 911. They should feel free to report crime. They should feel free to come to a hospital and get services. No local authorities will be asking or assisting in any federal immigration enforcement. And we have heard nothing that suggests that there will be any increase in immigration enforcement from the federal authorities this week.
So it was mentioned that there's other agencies here as well. I was over at Moscone Center earlier. I saw LAPD with some canines that are assisting. I think it's U.S. Marshals who are out there as well. As you mentioned that there's going to be support from other agencies, I'm curious, are those agencies going to mostly just be at Moscone Center, or are they going to help back up within the city as well, which you know of? And then as a follow-up, that traffic is no joke already now. It's kind of terrible. Can you talk a little bit about contingencies for things like Waymos and other things kind of not cooperating with this work?
Yeah. First, if you had said a year ago that you were going to complain about traffic in San Francisco, I'd say those are the complaints that I want to hear more about. It is going to be congested downtown. We want everybody using Muni. We want them using BART or rideshare if they need. We are working with all the ride-sharing companies to geofence the locations as we speak. I think there's been a couple of issues over the weekend, but I think that's good to get out of the way early in the week. But we want everybody riding public transit, or the best thing to do is to walk around downtown. This is the greatest walking city there is when you get down to our Ferry Building. So please, Union Square, Moscone, Ferry Building, walk, because there will be a lot of traffic this week. But I think with the economic impacts coming, I think it's going to be well worth it. As far as other law enforcement, and the chief can speak to this as well, we are getting assistance. We are going to make sure that this city and this region is safe for residents and visitors, and we're expecting a great weekend. Do you have anything you want to add?
I'll just add that for really any SEER 1 event, which is Super Bowl, and many of these events are rated, it inherently brings a lot of outside resources to include federal, state, and local folks that are not from San Francisco. They're here specifically for the Super Bowl, so it should not be a surprise to see other uniforms out and about, but that's specific to security for the Super Bowl events.
Well, this is on topic if anybody else has stuff on topic. I was asked to ask something about progress on 50 Golden Gates, if you know anything about that.
We are working with community. We're working with different departments. We're in touch with them, but no news at this moment.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.